Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Terry Neese is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. I told you she was going to be here. Terry's the president and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, and she is working herself into the ground, helping women all over the world become follow their dream in the marketplace. She's helping with what I consider to be a contributing to a global peace dividend by getting these women into the marketplace, getting them to follow their dream and start their own businesses and contribute to the economy of their country. She's been our friend for a long time and one of my favorite people. Carrie Neese, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to hear your voice again.
Always a pleasure. Terry, this is Women's History Month.
Yes.
Now, what does that mean as a woman when this month pops up? By the way, when I ask ladies why there isn't a Men's History Month, you know what they always say, right? Huh? You know what they always say, right?
No, but I could think of a couple of things, but you go ahead first.
Well, they always say, well, every month is men's month or something like that.
Of course it is. Well, Women's History Month, to me, you know, makes me step back and think what women have done before my time. You know, for example, August 26, 1920, women got the right to vote. That was only 92 years ago, and mm-hmm. my mother will be 91 in November. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't that long ago. So many historical things. It's a very exciting time for women all over the world who are striving for something better in their lives. Last week was International Women's Week, and, you know, we live in a global economy right now. We want to do business with people across the street from us, but we're also living in a global world.
Mm-hmm.
So Secretary Clinton and First Lady Michelle Obama hosted International Women's Day, which is March 8th, at the State Department last week. We saluted 10 groundbreaking women from 10
wow.
different countries.
Were you up on the top floor? Were you up on the top floor?
No, we were actually on the ground level in the auditorium of the State Department, which I'd never been in there before.
Yeah.
It's
a beautiful building.
Beautiful
it's more beautiful than it looks like on the outside.
Yeah, beautiful building.
Yeah.
But we honored these 10 groundbreaking women. One woman was from Afghanistan. And these are women around the world who are committed to the preservation of human rights mm-hmm. and dignity at the risk of their own lives.
But, you know, you think about their perspective and your perspective. You were just talking about the progress that women have made. We've got, you know, women have been able to vote for 92 years. I was thinking about the law that was passed, what was it, in the 60s or 70s, that said that banks cannot discriminate against women for financial resources. I mean, that's been in, you know, in our career.
Yeah, actually, Jim, that was H.R. 5050. I was a part of that. It passed in 1988.
I thought it was older than that. Think about that. So
1988.
Now, but you think about, though, think about the perspective of an American woman. And even though you say it's not been that long and, you know, we've made great strides, you think about the women, some of the women that you're helping. When they think about, like, the women in Afghanistan and the African countries that you're working in as well, when they think about how far they've come, it's like day before yesterday.
Yeah, it's
not even today. Maybe not even what they're hoping to, what they want to, what you're celebrating, they don't even have yet.
No, that's true. But in some instances, they are ahead of us. For example, Rwanda is the number one country in the world with the most elected women officials.
Hmm.
Number one country in the world.
Hmm.
And we have, for your audience, the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, which I am the co-founder and CEO of, we have a program called Peace Through Business, educating women entrepreneurs in these countries. Two of our Peace Through Business graduates have been appointed by the president of Rwanda to the parliament. So, you know, we now have two of our graduates in the parliament in Rwanda. That's huge. In addition, I'm not advocating any kind of a mandate here, but Afghanistan's constitution calls for 25% of their lower parliament to be women.
Yeah.
25%. Mm. We've got 13% of women representing us.
I need to take a break here, Terry, but when we come back, I want to get your perspective on you're plugged into Afghanistan pretty well. I want to get your perspective on what's been happening and what will happen. All the work that you've been doing, what's going to happen when the U.S. pulls out, especially if we pull out early. I want to get Terry to talk to us about that. Folks, Terry Neese, a great American. I'm going to be right back with her, 20 till. Stay with me.
I was a dandy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.